Hello and welcome to the Headache Doctor podcast. We're on this podcast. It's our mission to educate and empower everyone with headaches and migraines so you can break free from a life of fear of your next headache or migraine and dependence on medication. And we have patients that embody that as we continue on this mission, and most people that we work with, we're able to help them get off of medication and allow them to feel empowered. And we have another story for this podcast. And I always love these podcast episodes because the stories of the patients that go through our process, I mean, it motivates us. It's what we love doing. So anything from like a Google review that reminds us just of like the why of what we do to these podcast episodes, I just love. And so personally, this is exciting for me, and I know you, the listeners, will enjoy it. So on this podcast, we have Teresa Carroll. Thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Teresa. So we talked a couple weeks ago. I had a patient on here not too long ago, and I mentioned that I wasn't the provider necessarily for that patient, and I wasn't actually for you either. And so I just want to reiterate that because, people ask all the time, they're like, you know, how, when people contact your office, like I'm kind of the face of Novera and the voice of the podcast. But as far as what we do, Dr. Gutwein, Dr. Zeman, these other providers do a fantastic job. So I just want to highlight that. Mm-hmm. And now we can segue into your story. So your story has an interesting start. And when I have patients on the podcast, we always start with just giving background. And so provide your background. And then I think as you describe your journey, what we try to accomplish is just the listeners hear themselves in what you're saying. And I think that'll happen as well. So go ahead and tell us where this all started for you.
Okay. So for me, a little bit of background. It starts actually, my life changed drastically when my son had gotten cancer, a 2-year-old son, and it was a rough journey, but it really opened my eyes to two things. One, how I wanted to live and have my family live a more holistic lifestyle, meaning being aware of what we put in our bodies, how we take care of ourselves, the amount of medications that we use, very blasé. Like, medication is the normal way of life. And my son was on, I don't know, 15 medications at 2 years old during his treatment. And so I started changing our way of life, taking out toxins, being more aware of what we were doing. And then fast forward a little bit, post-op treatment, I found out that I had a benign brain tumor and had to get brain surgery. And so went through that process, got the surgery done, woke up from surgery. At the time, I didn't think much of it, but I woke up feeling kind of paralyzed, kind of like I had been in a really bad car accident. Mm. My entire body was so tight. I couldn't move my head side to side when I woke up. I felt like I was worse than in a coffin because I couldn't move my arms and legs very much. And that kind of faded a little bit, but I spent weeks and weeks recovering in a bed. And since the surgery was actually on the left side of my head, so I would sleep and lay down the entire time with my head kind of to the right. And I didn't realize at the time, you know, you don't kind of realize when you're in a position like that, like how your body has been affected. My surgery had been 12 hours long.
Oh, wow.
So I stayed in a really awful position for a very long time. And I didn't realize what effect that had done on me at the time. Looking back now, I can realize what has transpired and why I was getting chronic migraine. So I tried everything, but because of my holistic viewpoint, I didn't want to just go to the doctors, the neuro office and just say like, hey, what can we do? Knowing that they were going to just prescribe meds. Now, I did do that because you are desperate when you get migraine, and I have 4 young boys. Mm. At the time, my son, my youngest was 1.5. Mm. My other son had just finished cancer, still recovering, still not doing 100%, and he was 3, and then I had a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old boy. Like, I was I couldn't afford not to live my life because I had to care for other kids and my husband had to work. So, I was able to, get on some medications, but it was frustrating because that's the last thing I wanted. I knew that these medications weren't good for our bodies. I paid attention and listened to people that had had stomach ulcers from medications, liver issues. And I, you know, I'm 37 years old and I didn't want to live on medications my whole life. And I get that that is a necessity for probably most of the people listening. It is like, I've got to get up in the morning. I've got to work or take care of kids. And yet I wasn't okay with that. And I was never going to be okay with that. So I sought out so many different things, tried everything I could think of. And even though everything cost money, it was like, okay, well, I have to invest in my healing.
Yeah.
And I thought it was from the incision, like the actual brain surgery in my head, because like you talk about, it stems from your neck and shoulders, but I just was convinced I just needed healing and I needed to find ways to kind of make that healing go faster. Yeah. I wanted to speed up that process. So, you know, I tried hyperbaric oxygen chambers. I tried something called sacred cranial therapy, which these things at first it was like, oh, I can, I was so hopeful that it was like, I think I can see a light. I think it's helping. And then it just wasn't enough. I wasn't getting to the root of the problem. You know, and then I'm back in the neuro office because I'm still desperate, right? Like I'm still trying new things. And so I tried nerve blocks, didn't work for me. I tried the shots that they put in your neck, didn't work for me. Different medications. One of the medications that they put you on 24 hours a day just to kind of as a preventative method was causing me side effects of losing feeling in my toes to the point where like I was scared I was going to lose a toe. So I had to get off that medication. And I know it was that because once I got off, it got better. But it opened my eyes to these medications are just Band-Aids. I'm not okay with this. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and my family prayed for an answer of healing because I didn't want to just be able to live with meds. That wasn't okay with me. And so, you know, I tried chiropractic, which again, it was helpful, but it didn't get to the root. I tried a lymphatics like cleansing process. I tried acupuncture. I tried a lot of different things that weren't just, they just weren't cutting it. So God answered my prayers. You guys popped up and there was a little bit of that hesitation, which I think a lot of people probably have because it seems too good to be true. It sounds crazy, but it really does. When you're in it and you've tried so many things, you're like, oh, I don't want to try one more thing. I feel like I've done it all. And yet I wouldn't lose hope. I couldn't. I had to do it for my family. Like I break down in tears because people ask me like, oh, well, like this must be so hard for you. And I would always say, yeah, but it's not about me. It's about my kids and my husband and my marriage. Like I'm affecting my entire family and I'm not okay with that. Like I can carry my cross and I can go through my pain, but for them, that was like a whole nother ball game. And so I did it for them. I was like, I'm not giving up because I want to be a better mom. You're patient. When you're in pain, you're impatient. You're not your best version of yourself. And that was really hard for me. But they were my reason. They were my goal. And so you guys had popped up and I was paying monthly off these other different programs that I was doing. I did a migraine dietitian, which again, very helpful. I actually learned a lot. I made a lot of headway, but still didn't get to the root. So I found out about the free consult. And you guys, if you're hesitant, that free consult is everything because it doesn't hurt you and you can... they can talk to you about your journey or story. And I met with Dr. Gutwein and Sarah and Dr. Zeman as well was actually in at my first consult. Yeah. And I broke down crying and I was like, I finally feel like there's a light. And I felt like that because I actually read your book of testimonies in the waiting room and started crying. And I was like, is this really my answer to prayer? And it almost like I said before, it's like too good to be true. And yet I had to try it. I couldn't say no. And financially it wasn't going to be easy, but they worked with me. They were like, no, we want you to do this. So we provide these options with, you know, care credit or these other things that to make it a little bit more feasible to attain, because they really, you guys really do care. And you feel that when you're here. We've been to the doctors who it's like, okay, next patient in. And it never feels like that here. You guys are always attentively listening to how we're doing and what we're going to do next and how we're going to tackle the next thing. And you never feel like just another number here. I really appreciate that. So that was kind of my journey, kind of the way how I found out about you guys through an ad that popped up again. I think it was an answer to prayer. And I have to add, my son, a couple months into being here, he sat back and he looked at me, he goes, "Mom, you don't really have headaches anymore." And I like teared up and I said, "Buddy, that's because we've been praying for an answer. We've been praying for healing for so long and we finally got it." And so I wanted to come on here because I want to shout it to the rooftops and I want to tell every person that is hesitant or, you know, doesn't want to do one more thing or can't afford it because it's too hard, that whatever you have to do to get here, I really want to be that person that can push them to be there, because it's so worth having your life back. Sorry, I get so emotional. Yeah. Because it's life changing. So.
Yeah. Hey guys, just a short interruption, some exciting news. If you live in or can easily get to South Denver or Parker, we do have a second location. And because of the demand at that location, we've extended our hours. And so what I want you to do is go to our website, noveraheadachecenter.com, or call us 719-598-1010, and we can get you on the schedule. We're looking to educate and empower everyone with headaches and migraines. And there are a lot of people with headaches and migraines, and we are passionate about helping you get back to living your life. If we can help you and you can get to our Parker office, please give us a call today so that we can start this process and see you getting back to the things you love. I was just enraptured in your story. I'm getting emotional with you. So, yeah. And just so listeners know, before this podcast, I actually clarified, like, this is not about Novera. And so I feels like I paid you to say all that, but
not at all.
Wow. That was so kind. Yeah. All right. Now I got to think of a question. So your journey leading up to this, one of the things we typically ask people we kind of want to highlight one of the problems in our healthcare system, and specifically with the person that's struggling with headaches and migraines, is not having an answer. And so when you're meeting with all these different providers, and maybe specifically in the MD route, like what was provided as like the why behind your symptoms, or like an explanation as to, you know, what's happening? Like, did you understand that at all? I mean, from what you were saying, it sounded like you were just trying to figure out on your own, but give us insight into conversations with like a neurologist or something like that.
Yeah. So I would say everyone would ask, when did your migraine start? I had not had one migraine prior to brain surgery. Mm. So it was a very simple, like, well, it was the brain surgery.
Right.
And yet it was like the actual part of my head that they cut into and did the damage. And I don't doubt that that plays a little part of it. You know, because when I do get migraines, like sometimes I will feel it extra, like right where my incision was. They just would say, "Oh, well, you just need another MRI." I had 3 MRIs done because they kept being like, "Well, I don't know what's wrong with you. Let's just keep giving you MRIs." And it was so discouraging because, as everybody probably knows, well, then you have to get the referral and then you have to get the results over to the doctor and then get it reviewed. And it's like a whole process every single time. And it's draining, especially when you feel awful. And deep down, I knew that wasn't going to help me. But it kept just, there really was no reason. They weren't saying like, the brain surgery caused this or that. It was just like, we don't know a lot of migraines. I heard that everywhere. I don't know if anyone else feels that way, but I keep hearing, well, we just don't understand why migraines happen. That's what I've researched and heard over and over again. And it was kind of like, how do we not know yet? Like, we've come so far. And, so yeah, it was very much like, oh, I had even gone back to my brain surgeon saying, I am struggling with this. And it was kind of like, sorry, it's not my problem anymore. Like, you're going to have to go to a neuro specialist and find out what's going on there because I can't help you. And I was just looking for an answer of like, well, is this common? Like, does this happen with everybody else? Because nobody warned me that this would happen. Mm. And my thought was, if it's because of the surgery itself, wouldn't you have known this would happen and kind of given me a heads up? But I never really got that answer. And that's why I wasn't really okay with the staple. Like, it was just brain surgery. I was like, no, bodies are supposed to heal. And if I didn't get this before surgery, I have to be able to get better. That's kind of what my thought was. And that's why I kept pushing and kept moving forward. So hopefully that kind of answers your question.
A little bit. Yeah, that's great. The type of people that we're attracting or that listen to this podcast are really the type of people that are not willing to just accept medication or the lack of an explanation. The dynamic is challenging, though, because you've got, you know, a brain surgeon, you know, like rocket scientist, brain surgeon, like doesn't really get much higher as far as like your like your academic prowess, you know, within our culture. And and so like they're smart. They've gone through a lot of training. And so for them not to know, I'm sure feels pretty defeating. And obviously they haven't listened to the Headache Doctor podcast. Otherwise they'd have some more solutions for people. But it's a challenge. So good for you for, you know, going on this journey and having that intuition of like, one, my body's supposed to heal, but there is an answer. And that's kind of how we operate too. Like, we don't want anyone to leave feeling like they're the problem and we know everything. And since we don't know why you have this problem, then it's just your burden to bear. Okay. So outside of that, give us, when the migraine started, describe what you were feeling. And that can be like the specifics of the pain pattern, other symptoms you had, that sort of thing.
Well, I know at first it really felt like it was solely focused on my head, because these migraines, like literally as I was in those first couple weeks of recovery, actually, I remember very vividly the first like major migraine, because I thought I was dying. I like legit thought I was dying. I thought something happened in my head from surgery and I was like I was bleeding in my brain or something was happening. And I was so scared. It was not quite the middle of the night, but it was probably like 11 PM. I told my husband, I was like, I think I'm dying. I have to go to the hospital. I felt like my eyes were like exploding out of my head. Like that sounds so dramatic when I say it, but I remember saying to my husband, this is worse than having a baby naturally. Like I would rather be in labor because at least you know that's going to end. And you don't know when it's going to end when you're in that extreme pain. We were able to get, thank God, coincidentally, we were able to get child coverage that night and he took me in. It was actually the night of my birthday. And I mean, I didn't expect to really have a birthday. I was post-op from brain surgery, but I went in and thank God it wasn't one of the migraines that I've heard people have that like literally won't stop. It did start to subside after being at the ER for several hours. And they took imaging, of course, because they thought they wanted to check because of the surgery, right? They were like, nothing, you're fine. That's the worst part. When you go into the ER and they just say, well, you're fine. And you're like, no, I'm not fine. You can't help me. You can't do anything. They didn't offer me anything because it was lessening to the point where like I could speak. I could open my eyes, but hardly because ERs are not very conscious of migraine struggling people. And so it's always miserable walking in there. But it made me realize like, okay, this is what a migraine is. First of all, I had no idea. And secondly, when those happened consequently after that, I knew all I had to tell myself is you're not dying. You will get through this. And so I'm too frugal to keep going to the ER. So I would cover my entire head in ice. Eventually I found out about the ice, actually. I don't think I knew right away. Which has been a lifesaver for me. But And it was just, you know, debilitating. I remember just the days on days spending up in my room, listening to my family live their lives. And I just was separate and by myself, struggling and waiting. Cause you just think, well, this can't be forever. This has to end. So anyway, the pain started initially in my head. I kind of went off on a tangent there, but
no, that's great.
Then kind of as I stayed tense, and that tension just heightened over time. So I was taking Excedrin, Tylenol, and ibuprofen around the clock, just every 4 to 6 hours. And I knew it when I was like, I know I'm overdosing on this. I know I'm probably killing my organs, but it was the only way I knew to survive at that point. And muscle relaxers too. The tension would worsen. It started to worsen over the months and into years. My neck and shoulders, I would start to feel that's where it would usually stem from. Like it would start then, and then I would know that was starting to happen. And I'm going to say something that either people are going to resonate with and understand what I'm saying, or they're going to think I'm crazy. But I could hear the pain to start in my head. Whenever I say that, people usually look at me like I'm crazy, but it's like it's an internal sound that starts to heighten. It starts to get more severe, and then the migraine really hits. And so I kind of learned to tell when it's starting to happen, and I found some abortive medications that would allow me to survive, but they were so expensive, and people probably can resonate with that too. It's like, well, I have to get the medication because it's the only way I can live.
Yep.
And I didn't like it. I knew it wasn't great for my body, but it's how you get by. So I kind of always have said the pain really has been everywhere in my head. And I kind of attribute that to the surgery, but also just really the aftermath of the uncomfortable laying in bed and in a position you weren't meant to always lay in. And actually it was helpful. Just the other appointment when you had kind of showed me, the opportunity to switch up my sleeping habits, has been really helpful. I found that to be really helpful too, to add on to the rest of the benefits from being here. It always differs. I don't have the same pain every time.
Okay.
I don't have the same spot or the same. There are more common, like the ice pick feeling in your eye or right above your eyebrows, sometimes below my incision spot, and especially at the very base of the neck, which I've learned is the very common one.
So. Yeah, that's the spot.
Yep.
As far as starting treatment and going through a process, So there's tension whenever there's tension on our end of things when we go through those discovery visits, because it's kind of like, we have stories like yours, with most of the people we work with. But the other dynamic on the other side of that is we understand the journey people have gone through and the financial commitment, the cost, involved in that, time commitment, and then just the emotional energy spent to get to the point of someone like sitting, in our office doing a discovery visit. And most people are kind of either in the middle of that journey, on the back end of that journey. Some people are early on, and then there's different issues or they don't. Yeah. It's almost as if people need to, this sounds bad, but they need to like see that the system isn't helping them. And then they're like, okay, like you are the place for me, which is unfortunate. I'd rather it be the other way.
Right.
But anyways, there's this tension of we know we can help someone and we super want to help them. And they right, maybe rightly so, like they're just not going to jump into trusting us right away. And I would like you to speak to that because I think that was you. And, what was it that allowed you to have enough confidence to move forward? And then when was it in the process where you're like, oh, like this is actually what I need? Mm-hmm. Because we can listen really well and empathize, but that's still different than like trusting that we can actually help. And so talk us through that, in your journey here.
Yeah, absolutely. So for me, a couple different things. Mm-hmm. The first thing is, when I first called you guys just to kind of see, it was like testing the waters, and immediately, like even just your receptionists have been, they're beyond compassionate. And you don't always get that when you just call in to any, well, you don't usually get that when you call in, to other places. And immediately they were like, listen to your story. They were like, well, you know, let's get you set up for a consult. And I explained, I said, well, I'm paying so many things off medically right now that I don't know if I can do one more. And they were like, that's okay. Just one step at a time. Come in. It's free. Just see if we can help you. And then if you can't start for another month or two when you have less, you know, less bills coming in, you know, we'll see what we can do. Let's just one thing at a time, right? And so I walked into this office and I immediately felt like a sense of peace. Mm. I know that sounds crazy, but like you have a very warm, welcoming area. They texted me before I came the first time and said like, hey, do you need the lights dimmed? Do you need to be, you know, how can we make you comfortable? And I was just like, oh my gosh, nobody ever does that. No one, even at the neuro office, they don't have dim lights or any kind of warm environment. It was very cold and unwelcoming and just like, you don't want to go back. And whereas when I came here, it made me want to come back immediately. I read your book of testimonies. So I had a good experience with reception. Then I saw the testimonies. I saw your map on the wall of the amazing amount of people that have come from different places. You know, all these little things that make you feel like just a little bit more hopeful. And then I entered in the room. Dr. Gutwein and Dr. Zeman were so compassionate. They listened better than any other provider has. They heard my story, and then they were very, you know, they're very optimistic because they know that they have this secret answer that most people don't know about. And so after I had such my good experience with them during my first consult, I walked out of that room saying, I can't wait. I don't care what it costs. I have to start this right now because this is my answer. I know most people probably don't feel that immediately because they've been so discouraged. But for me, it really was pretty immediate. I had a really strong gut feeling that this was it for me. And yet, Dr. Gutwein warned me. He's like, no, this is a journey. This isn't going to be an overnight fix. And I was kind of like, well, yeah, that's kind of expected, right? Like, and then he explained to me the why from my surgery, feeling the tension in my neck and shoulders. He was like, oh my gosh, like, no wonder you're uncomfortable, and just really validated me. He was like, when I barely touch you, your body like flinches and completely tenses up because you're in like fight or flight mode all the time. My body is like, feels like it's shaking always. Mm. And he just validated that to the point where I was like, okay, like this is what I need. Even if you can only help me halfway better. My thought was any percentage better was progress, right? And everything else I could say helped here or there, but it wasn't like a consistent help. It might be like, oh, this week was a little better, or this was a good day. But I was ready for more than that. And so it was probably about 5 weeks in that I was calling people in my life being like, this is really the answer, finally, because I had told them about all the other things I thought were the answer. Oh, I found the hyperbaric oxygen chamber. It's gonna help heal me. I found the, you know, whatever it was, acupuncture. It's gonna help me. Mm. They had heard my hopeful, like not giving up stories before, and it took them a while to be like, okay, now I believe you because you've seen real progress. Mm. You can finally live your life. I just this past weekend traveled on an airplane to Portland to visit my family. And my sister and I were talking about how she was like, you're a different person. Mm. Like you didn't have meds the whole time you were here. The last time you were here, you walked around with a head ice pack and you were taking meds very often, laying on the couch, just miserable. And you're just a whole nother person to be around. And to hear that, I don't like being that person for other people too, right? Like, I don't want to be the person who visits that's just laying on their couch. And so to hear that from her was really rewarding too, because I was able to hear the results outside too.
Yeah.
So yeah, you guys, have been, just remarkable in, from day one. And, I get that there's going to be, people are going to have their reservations, their doubts. But like, you're right. If people have alternatively tend to go to, the more traditional Western medicine route first, and then you're kind of let down, really let down in most cases. And like for me, one of the things that everyone kept saying, you've got to do Botox. So many people said, this is the answer. This is what it is. And I looked into it, but you know, as you know, the amount of injections, the frequency that you have to get it, and then the likelihood of it lasting forever are all in your, not in your favor. Especially since it's literally toxins going into your body. And mm-hmm. I was anti that from the get go. I was like, I worked so hard to get toxins out. My family is trying so hard to invest in our health. And why would I go resort to that? And I even got it approved by insurance. I actually had an appointment scheduled. And I told the people closest to my life, I was like, but I just don't want to do it. I don't feel good about it. I know that I'm desperate for an answer, but I'm not ready to do that yet. And I was scared that if I did do it and it did work, that I wouldn't be able to stop and that I would never actually find an answer. So then you guys soon after popped up and it was just like, oh, I don't have to do Botox. Like, it was so exciting.
You never went.
I never did. And I'm so glad. I'm so grateful. And it was that gut feeling. Like, for me, I attribute that to my faith, to that inner voice speaking to me. It was definitely an answer to prayer. I have to say that again, just because I believe it with my whole heart.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the Lord was working in this whole situation. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah, and He is the ultimate healer. Mm-hmm. I just love your story. I so appreciate you sharing it. I was just thinking, I'm gonna have the team. I think we're just gonna listen to this during our weekly, like our meeting this week, and because it's so powerful. And I feel humbled and blessed that I get to do this. And even hearing you speak of all those little things that we try to be intentional with, like the text, and you know, training my staff to just ask about your story when you first call. And those are different things. And it's kind of, it feels sometimes weird and almost hard to do those things, but it's, to hear that it helps us help you, mm-hmm. Is fantastic. Any just like final thoughts or words for our listeners as we kind of wrap up here?
I just wanted to say I've only been to Dr. Taves one time. The rest were the other providers here. And, I've had all good experiences. They've all been amazing. No complaints. The only reason why I did go to Dr. Taves is I just wanted to make sure I was kind of getting, kind of covering my bases. I'm finishing up kind of my main part of my, I call it a program, like my, 20 sessions. And I was, so as I'm finishing up, and I'm going to continue monthly, but I really wanted Dr. Taves' like input, and it was helpful because of the sleeping thing that I mentioned. But because I consider myself kind of a unique situation just because of the brain surgery, but every single one of you guys have just been remarkable. So I look forward to coming every single time. And usually when I'd go to the doctors before, it was just almost like a drain. Like you don't want to go. You, like you said, it's time, it's money. And just effort. I was driving up to Denver weekly for 9 months to go to, it was a specialized chiropractor. And because I was so dedicated, but to find something here in the Springs, honestly, it's a miracle because I just moved here. Post-op, it was almost a year after surgery, and we ended up here completely kind of by accident. My husband one day was like, where do you want to move? And I was like, I don't know. I heard Colorado Springs is cool. Never been here before.
Yeah.
He found a job here. We moved, and I had been praying all along for an answer. And then it was literally in my back, like in my backyard. It was like, and I know myself, I'm too stubborn and too frugal to have traveled somewhere, which is ironic because I'm going to challenge everyone here that's listening that I don't care how far you are or what it takes for you to get here. It's worth it. It is 1,000% worth it. And so I think the fact that we ended up here and I was able to find healing through you guys is, like I said, it isn't short of a miracle. And, I asked Dr. Taves that appointment. I think it was also meant to be for me to talk to him because I said, I want to tell everyone I meet about this place. I want to tell everyone, if you know anyone with headaches and migraines that it affects their well-being of their life or their family or their job, they have to find this place because it really is life-changing. And I am not 100%. I'm not going to sit here and lie. It's still a journey. It's still a process. But even though the daily work that it takes is sometimes it's really hard, to be realistic. Anyone that's done physical therapy, you don't want to get up and do your exercises every day. And yet when you see the light that comes from this, the progress, it makes you want to do it. It makes you want to keep going. And so I just have to say, I wanted to share with you guys on my own merit because I found such good here and everyone deserves to know about it. I just want to tell the world. So,
wow. Well, thank you so much. I'm excited for people to hear your story and get the word out. This is right in line with our mission, which, as you, the listeners know, is to educate and empower everyone with headaches and migraines so you can break free from a life of fear and dependence, and thrive in everything you do. And you just embody that so well. And I'm so thankful to go through this process with you. Thanks so much for being on the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in again. And know that we will continue with every effort on this journey, no matter how many barriers are put up and or how many doctors say otherwise, because of stories like Teresa's, we're going to continue. So thank you for listening. Please share this with someone you know that is also struggling with headaches or migraines. And then, of course, if you're looking for relief, please reach out. We will see you next week. Thanks so much for listening. Hey guys, I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening to the Headache Doctor podcast. I know that you have a lot of options in how you spend your time and how you consume information around headaches and migraines. I just wanted a quick ask because the only way that we grow this podcast and continue this mission is if you subscribe, share this podcast, and of course, leave us a 5-star review. Those are cherished, and it makes my day when I see someone's story come through as a 5-star review and how this podcast has been able to help you. Thank you so much again for listening to the Headache Doctor podcast, and I'll see you next week.